Today we're going to discuss memorizing. And like J. Vernon McGee says, he says, the Bible, you need to know it in your head, stow it in your heart, show it in your life, and sow it in the world. Okay? So we're going to know it and stow it. We're going to show it, and then we're going to sow it. So I read all of Psalm 19 to you because, you know, I want you to notice, too, it only took about a minute and a half, a little bit more maybe. And I'm saying that because as you memorize, even with repetition, it's not going to take you a lot of time each time you read or practice some verses, okay? But I read all of Psalm 19 so we would hear the context of the verses, because today we're going to memorize two verses from Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11. They're verses in the middle of the song. And like J. Vernon McGee said, we need to know it and then stow it so that we could show it and sow it. So before we stow it, we need to know it. And let's kind of review what it says in Psalm 19. So let's see. In the first six verses, what does God reveal in nature? The heavens, it says, declares the glory of God. And so in the first six verses, we see the glory of God being revealed day after day, night after night. Where? Everywhere. To whom? Everyone. There is no place where it's hidden, it says. So in nature, it's evident that there is a God. But he has specifically told us about himself, and we see that in verses 7 through 9. And we could say that not only is there natural revelation, but there's this special revelation of him showing us in his word what he is like and what we can know from him. So in verses 7 to 9, he reveals what is perfect, what revives the soul, what is trustworthy, what makes a simple wise, what is right, what gives joy to the heart, what gives light to the eyes. God reveals what is sure and what endures forever. In Psalm 19, we see natural revelation and special revelation. And so what is the value of this revelation? There it is in verse 10 and 11. It says, they are more precious than gold. They are more desirable than gold. Yes, much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, than the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. So we see that there is value in the special revelation. And we even see a response there, don't we? We see the response, the words warn us, and in keeping them, there is great reward. So all of a sudden, it says too, moreover, by them your servant is warned. So David says, I'm your servant, God. I want to serve you. I want to be warned by them so that I can keep these words. So David calls himself God's servant, but then he starts to say, me, my, I. And so he was talking about God's revelation in nature, talks about God's revelation in his word, and then he starts to talk about what it is he's going to do because God has revealed himself. And we see in verse 12, we see repentance. One of the responses would be repentance. There was warning, and in verse 12, there's repentance. Who can discern his errors? He's saying, I sin, God. Who can discern their errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Do you even know your hidden errors? And David says to God, forgive my hidden faults. And in response to God's revelation, we, his servants, and David, in verse 13, cry out, keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. And then in response to God's revelation, we see forgiveness from God and a changed person. He says, may they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and innocent of great transgression. And May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this is it's kind of odd to just like pick random verses from Scripture and memorize them. And I think that it's really important to know the context of the verses. If we're going to stow them in our hearts, we first need to know why they're written there. And so here we've kind of run through Psalm 19 real quick. God has revealed himself in nature. He's revealed himself in his word. And his words are sweet. His words are valuable. And his words can change our life. So who, you see it on the outline, who could memorize God's word? Right? We, his servants, the people who want to know his word, the people who want to bring glory to God. So why? Why should we memorize scripture? I could take you to a lot of verses. I think that Sheila mentioned quite a few of them about why we need to stow it in our hearts, but I want to just look here in Psalm 19 quickly, okay? Look back at verses 7 to 9. Why? Why would we memorize scripture? Well, it's perfect. It's sure and trustworthy. It's right. It's pure. It's clean. It's true, right? We could memorize scripture so it can, it's just right there in verses 7 and 9, right? Refresh the soul, make wise the simple, give joy to the heart, give light to the eyes. It endures forever. It's altogether righteous. Seems to me like those are some really good reasons to memorize scripture, right? We'll know what's right. We'll know what will honor and glorify God. So I gave you a bookmarker from Scripture Memory Fellowship there in your little packet. And it has some answers to the question why, seven reasons to memorize Scripture. And in the book that you have right here from Andrew Davis, it tells you also some other reasons why. The book will remind you to memorize, to know it and stow it in your heart. And they'll give you some, both the book and the bookmarker will give you some other benefits, because I kind of want to rush on to the next thing about how to memorize scripture. So I actually believe that each of you has some scripture memorized. Maybe just a few verses or passages, and maybe it's not even that you purpose to, oh, I'm going to memorize it. But there are some verses that you've memorized. Maybe you know John 3:16, Psalm 23. Maybe you know the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6. Maybe you know Genesis 1:1, right? I mean, everybody knows some verse. Or maybe like you only know the shortest verse in the Bible, you know, Jesus wept, right? John 11:35, but everybody knows, everybody has memorized some verse. Maybe some of them you didn't even purpose to memorize. I mean, I grew up in a church where we, you know, said the Lord's Prayer every Sunday, and I have it memorized, right? How did you learn it? I'm going to propose that the way we memorize is repetition over time. Repetition over time. So we need to make a plan for stowing things in our heart using repetition over time. When I was a new believer in Christ, I was at a luncheon with some other believers, and a lady said, you know, Christians memorize scripture. Let me show you a way to do it, she said. And she used index cards, which you each have an index card. And there's a handout that describes the way that she taught me how to memorize scripture. It involves repetition over time. Okay? You can read the handout more closely when you get at home. It's actually really simple and good, and it's a plan And that's probably important because it has a plan for then after you memorize one verse, what do you do next, okay? And so you'll recite some one verse a whole bunch of times one each day. You'll recite some verses once a day, other verses once a week, and some verses once a month just to review, all right? And sometimes I link my cards together. Let me see. You know, when you get a collection of them with a little ring like this, you know, I put a hole in the index card and I put a little ring in it like this. Or you can buy the kind that have spirals, you know, like this, and you could just start and use the cards like that. And you could use this method. You have a card there, and I'd actually like you to write the verse that's at the top of the outline on the front of the card. The two verses, Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. This is the NAS. We'll do that because we're all doing it together. We'll just choose one version. Maybe you want to write like each phrase on a different line, you know, so it makes sense as you're reading it. They're more desirable than gold, than another line. Yes, than much pure gold, fine gold, sorry. Then the next line, sweeter than honey. And the next line, than the drippings from the honeycomb. So you're writing it in your own hand, and actually doing that is probably going to help you learn the verse by writing it out like that. And you can see on the handout that you would be doing, we're going to say it over and over again. There's going to be repetition over time. In the book that you're picking up today, Andrew Davis, he has a plan that's similar to this. His is a book, mine's one page. but mine is actually probably very similar to what he does. The one thing that I just really appreciated about this book is at some point you're going to memorize so many verses that you're going to think, how am I going to review these all at the same time? And he actually like gives you permission after a while to kiss a book goodbye or to kiss a chapter goodbye that you've memorized it and reviewed it for, you know, a certain length of time. And then you can stop. He gives you permission to stop reviewing it and pick up some new verses to add in too. So I thought it was a very gracious book, but a book that gives you a good idea how to do it. Charlotte Mason has a method that uses, instead of cards on a ring, she uses a box, like a recipe box with little labels on it, and it would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, and everything would be labeled and organized so you know what you were going to do. And when you add a new verse, you just shift all of the cards, you know, to the next week or the month, and it's actually a pretty good method. You could Google Charlotte Mason and memorizing. So there's lots of ways to create repetition over time. And there are a lot of modalities, if you will. But as you know it and you stow it, I want to remind you, and Sheila reminded you too, that we are totally dependent upon the Spirit of God to help us as we read and remember and interact and apply the Word of God. And so ask Him to help you as you begin to memorize. Start each session of your memory work with prayer and ask for help. It's not just an academic task. It's not just something you're going to check off your list for the day. This is an opportunity for the God of the universe to help you stow His word in your heart, because it's more desirable than gold. It's sweeter than honey. Can you guys all read that with me together, Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11, just off the page there? They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, in keeping them there is great reward. And I actually think it's maybe a little different reading it in your own hand than it is reading it off this sheet of paper that I gave you. So I've given you a handout that kind of looks like a bingo card, okay? Pull that out and let's take a look at it. What I've created is a list of methods to use to repeat scriptures that you want to memorize, okay? Ways to repeat over time. So you can see the rows have headings that are in gray, and those headings are the modalities that you might use. I'm a teacher, okay? So these are the modalities that you might use when you're practicing the verses, okay? You see them: auditory, visual, oral, tactile. I put techno, I don't know. And then the last one is just, the last row is lifestyle. And then under those gray headings, you can see some methods. We've already tried a few of the methods, so let's look at the chart, and this is what I want to do. The ones we try, I want you to put a little X in the box, okay, we tried that one. Okay, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to have you go back over it and look at the chart and put a circle around some of the ones that you think are going to work well for you. So the first row, first box, listen to it repeatedly, right? So maybe you read it out loud, or in your family time, somebody reads it out loud over and over again. And that's actually down on the techno list on the first row. It says listen repeatedly, because you could make your phone say it over and over again, right? You know, I think you can. All right, let's the third row down, oral modality. The first box, say it out loud, right? We said it out loud. And you know, you're actually, you know, saying it and using your muscles, and you're hearing it also, right? So we're using a whole bunch of modalities that way. Fourth row, tactile, write it. We wrote it on an index card, right? And maybe writing is a good way for you to remember things. Maybe you need to write it. Remember, on the chalkboard, I will not, right? Well, could you remember things by writing it over and over again, right? On the fourth row down, the tactile, I actually put the tally mark system, which is how I do it. If I say the verse and then I make a tally mark and I say it again, there's a sense in which that motion is adding something to just hearing it and seeing it. And so I put that kind of as another possibility of a method, right? The second row, down, visual, the first box, read it from your Bible. I really find it helpful to read it from my Bible. It helps me to see the context. It helps me know where it is in the context of Scripture. Remember, I read all of Psalm 19 to you at the beginning, right? I want you to know what's in Psalm 19 before we memorize verse 10 and 11. If I can't remember the whole verse very well, I have this picture of where it is in my Bible, right? Left-hand page, left-hand column, down near the bottom, that's where verse 10 is. I have a picture, and sometimes that picture memory helps me a lot. I have a friend, and she told me about when she came to know the Lord, there was a friend who would often share scripture with her. And that lady would start to quote a verse, but then she would turn to her Bible like this and finish reading the verse in her Bible. And then she would hand it to my friend and show her that it was right in the verse, right in the Bible. Okay? My friend said it made a really strong impression on her in two different ways. She said she saw that this lady loved the Word of God enough to memorize it, to know it, and stow it in her heart, right? But my friend was also impressed that the lady took her right to the Word of God and showed her where she could read it herself. The lady then was actually sowing the Word, right? Even she memorized it, but she used that tool as a method to show and sow it to other people. So can you read Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11 out loud with me again? They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11. So we use a variety of translations when we study and read the scriptures. Memorize in whatever translation you will use most often, okay? Or if you're memorizing in a group, choose the same translation that everybody is using so that you're singing from the same hymnal. You're using the same translation, right? So I have, when the kids were in high school, we memorized whole books of the Bible in the NAS. And you may have noticed I'm not reading from the NAS. I use the NIV because I know where everything is in my Bible. And so I have a bunch of books in the New Testament memorized in the NAS, and I have them on a card that we memorized them from, and I keep those in the back of my Bible. So, like, I can quote Philippians in NIV sometimes, in the NAS sometimes, but like that lady, I can start it, and then I can go here, oh, yeah, it's the NAS, I have it memorized, and I'll pull my card out, right? And so it is a little confusing when you change, but I have a whole bunch of people I know who memorized Philippians in the NAS. And so to share that with people, saying it the same way is actually really helpful. So you could read it from your Bible and look at the second row again, the second box. Read it written in your own hand. That's what we did with the index card. Put a little X there. Let's see, row two, visual, the fourth box, numeral art. So I use the verse numbers and draw a picture around it and write a few words or whatever in it to remind me visually what is in the verse. And I'm cracking up because Sheila took us to Psalm 37, verse 23, right here. I don't know if you can see in number two. Number two is very happy. Number two is delighted. Do you see that? And then do you see the footsteps here in the numeral three, right? So I have a picture like this that reminds me that Psalm 37, 23 says, the Lord delights in the way of the man whose steps he has made firm. Okay, so I have a picture on the numbers, and it helps me remember the verse numbers. Okay, let's try that with Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11. So you probably will need to turn over, I didn't give you lots of papers, turn over this page, your outline, and on the back, I want you to make a 10 and an 11 that are kind of hollowed out, so like the 1 would be like a rectangle, and the 0 would be a circle with another little circle inside of it to make a 0. Okay, and so you make the number 10 like that. And then number 11 would be just 2 rectangles. And then what we're going to try and do with the 1 and 0 is draw a picture in it that's going to remind us what's in verse 10. Maybe the 0 could be a gold coin. Right? You could draw someone's face or a dollar sign in the middle. You could write, in God we trust, around the edge or something. Or maybe it reminds you of a gold necklace, and you could make the 0 look like a necklace, like a chain, okay? Draw it in some way that's going to remind you that it's more desirable than gold, than much fine gold. I was thinking of it as much fine gold. I might even make a pile of little coins underneath it, underneath that 0. And maybe for the 1 in the 10, you could make it look like a honeycomb, right? Because it's sweeter also than honey, than the drippings from the honeycomb. So then you look at your picture and you see, right, gold and honey. And it reminds you what's in verse 10 of Psalm 19. What about verse 11? Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there's great reward. Maybe in the first one, you could put a, a, a warning light, you know, just a circle at the top and have rays coming out like this, warning, warning, right? And then the second one could be a trophy, right? A reward. Or maybe you could put a gold medal, you know, hung around the neck of the numeral one, the second one in 11. And you would have, moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Or maybe there's something else for reward you would draw. I'm just giving you ideas, right? And I actually think if you think about it and you make it your picture, then you're going to help, you're going to remember it better than if you took somebody else's picture, okay? So I use numerals, and that would be on our chart, numeral art, second row, visual, numeral art. I've seen some people, too, who just draw a passage. You know, you just start drawing things that remind, that would help you remember what's in the verses. And it becomes kind of like a story, a story picture where the verses and the story goes on, and it helps you remember what's in each verse. I think it's really helpful to write it right along with the numerals. Helps remember the verses. So then, as you repeat Psalm 19, 10, and 11, you're looking at those pictures, and you have a picture in your mind, right? What's in those? So look at the pictures, and let's say it out loud together, okay? They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. They're sweeter also than honey and the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. And it's obvious, isn't it, that it's Psalm 19, verse 10 and 11, as you're looking at your pictures. Well, we've covered a lot of the boxes in this bingo chart, and I've actually asked a few ladies to come up and tell us some of the ways that they use to memorize. And so first, I'm going to ask Hannah Hardiman to come up and tell us some things that she does when she memorizes and with the people that she memorizes.
Okay, so one of my favorite ways to help me practice what I've memorized and review it is taking a note card and making either like a bookmark or a note card to keep out. On one side, like this, I put the full text. But then on the back, I like to write just the first letter of every word in the verse. So then it's a little bit of a hint so that as I'm practicing it, it gives me a little bit of a hint, but it's still a challenge because it's not the full text. So for our verse, instead of for the word they, you would write the word or the letter T, and then R, you would write A, and M for more. So that's what I like to do, and I'd like you to go ahead and take a second and do that to write it out. I like to keep the punctuation that's in the verse, or if you wrote it out, you know, line by line, I like to keep it in that same order so that it, you know, helps me as I'm flipping back and forth. They're, you know, in the same general area or in the same way. Okay, kind of going along with that, there's a few apps that I like that take that same idea of using the first letter of every word. The first one is called the Bible Memory app, and it's a white logo with like a red Bible and a cross in the front of it that you import your verses, and you get to choose what version you're using. You import the text, and then you type it, but you just type the first letter of every word. I've used that for a long time, and I like it because when you get it wrong, it buzzes, which kind of keeps you engaged and knows let you know when you get off on it. But then there's an app that's newer to me, but I think I might like it better, and it's the same one that's on this card here. So on one of the sides, on the 7 tips for memorizing scripture at the bottom, it tells you to download the Verse Locker free app. And it has that same idea where you can type the first letter of every word. But you also can type out the full text if you want to. Then they have an option where you can do it as a verse card. It has a full text on there, but you can hit a button and it'll start taking off two words at a time. So that is a good way to help you memorize and do it. You also can do almost like a multiple choice. It'll give you like four different words to pick from, and you type it out, or you choose word by word to go through the whole verse. So I have really liked that. You can set up collections, and then you can have it shuffle what order it sends it to you. So it's not necessarily in the same order that you've done. And that's been really helpful to me. But I like to take this note card, and I can either put it up around my house, maybe where I'm doing dishes, and I can choose which side I want it on, right? Do I need to see the full text, or am I ready to see if I can do it on this side? Or I'll put it in my Bible as a bookmark, just somewhere I'm going to review it a lot. I've even put it in a Ziploc and taped it up in my shower sometimes, because that's a good time to be able to just to review and have that around. The other thing I wanted to talk about is memorizing with kids. And this is not anything really new or probably something you've not heard of, but a great way to memorize with kids is using motions. I mean, it's probably good for us too, right? But it helps you get involved and think about it more. Kids just really like to move around, and so that's helpful. So I thought we could go through our verse and come up with some motions for that. And I'm sure you guys can come up with better motions, because I don't have anything super amazing. But just that they are more desirable. It's something I want. So they are more desirable than gold, right? Like money. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter, all I could think of was maybe doing like a chef's kiss, like sweeter, also than honey, and the drippings from the honeycomb. I guess for moreover, maybe we can do something like over, you know, just the word over. So going over your other hand. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, you know, like your mom's getting on to you. Your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. So let's go ahead. I'll do it one more time, and then you guys can practice at your table. Okay. So they are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Psalm 19:10.
She talked a little bit about the apps, the techno too. You could make your phone listen to it repeatedly. You could use virtual verse cards, you could type the first letter of each name, and she told you that it would even mix up the order. And so you could use the app for working and reviewing your verses if you wanted to. On the tactile row, I'm kind of old school. I would use like a whiteboard, okay, and you write it on the whiteboard, and you erase a word or two, and then you try and say it. And then you erase some more words, and you try and say it, right? You don't have to have an app, but you could use a whiteboard and use that tactile method there. So let's go back. Let's see. Now let's switch for just a minute on our outline. We talked about how to memorize, but let's talk about which parts of the Word of God should you memorize. Okay, and I want you to look at the bottom row on our bingo chart, because I think that some of the things that we do as a lifestyle could actually help us determine which verses that we would want to memorize. The first box on that last row says verses as decorations. Do you have decorations in your house that have verses on them? Do you know what the verses are? Or are they just decorations, right? It's probably a good place to start. It was important enough to put it up on your wall. Maybe we need to stow it in your heart also. The second box, verses where you need them. Like reminders, and there are places in your house or in your life where you need to have the Word of God in your face, right? So while I do dishes, there were times, maybe years, when I didn't like doing the dishes, okay? And so I'm washing the dishes, and I don't need to preach to myself. I need to not just preach a sermon. I need to preach the Word of God to my heart, right? And so I'm washing the dishes, and I quote Philippians 2:14, "Do all things without grumbling and complaining, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world," right? Holding fast the word of truth. I needed to show doing all things without grumbling and complaining. It's not just that I know it and I've stowed it in my heart. I needed to show it. And so repeating it to myself and preaching it to myself was important. It prompted me to live that way. Other people are seeing it, but that's actually not the most important thing, is it? God is the one who sees my heart, even if the dishes get done, right? How can I glorify God? And maybe I need to have verses in specific spots in my house. The third one, maybe you have family verses. We do. Psalm 119:103 was one a favorite from early on. It says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Right? I can remember the two-year-old saying, "Sweeter than honey to my mouth." And so every time we would have biscuits and honey, Psalm 119:103 comes out. Are your kids memorizing verses in Awana or middle school or high school? They do it just to get a trinket or the pleasure of their teacher? Or do you talk about the word as you're walking in and you're going out, right? It's a life thing, and it's a family thing. We have family verses that we use. The fourth box, verses for discipline. And I'm not talking just about that the kids need verses for discipline, but that you need verses as you discipline your kids, right? How am I being kind? Am I leading them in a way that would honor God? You don't just accuse them, "Oh, you lied," or demand, "You need to tell the truth." Or you remind yourself and your child that our God is a God of truth. He has a commandment that says, don't lie, don't bear false witness. And you use the word of God that you've stowed in your heart during times of discipline. The fifth box there says verses for current situations, and I think Hannah dealt with that a little bit. Sheila's talked about it, right? Sometimes my most memorized verses, most remembered ones that I've memorized, are ones that I memorized to combat sin in my life. I know that I needed to set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips, and I needed that quick in my heart. When I was going to open my mouth, I needed that guard set on my mouth, and I needed God to do it sometimes. And so I memorized Psalm 141, verse 3. So maybe the verses that you would choose would be the ones that are verses for the current situation that you're in. So which parts of the Word of God should you start memorizing, like this week? What verses could the Holy Spirit use to help you battle sin? What are your kids memorizing? And maybe you need to know the same verses as they do so that you guys could share in the truth with them. In our youth program, we have some plans for memorizing, and I've asked Hannah Marquez to come up and kind of tell us about that.
Okay, so I've been serving in the youth ministry here at Countryside, as I told Faith earlier, about 20 years, which is kind of crazy to think about. Time flies. So I'm here to talk to you about the memorization plan that the youth have. And so when I joined the youth group in Missouri, where I was originally from, they had something called quizzing, all right? You join the youth group and you immediately get plugged into quizzing. Okay, you get into teams. We were learning whole books of the New Testament, Philippians, Titus, James, 1 John. Then you would go to quiz meets, where you would be asked questions. You would have to quote the verses from memory. And I'm someone who loves competition, so this was like, yes. But what a joy it has been to be a part of quizzing. Then I moved here to Texas in college, began serving in the youth group, and lo and behold, we have quizzing here too. Yes, brilliant. Now, Justin Turner, who is the youth pastor here at Countryside, has tweaked quizzing a little bit. We still do whole passage memorization. 2 years ago, we did James chapter 1. This past fall, we did James chapter 2. This coming fall, we'll do James chapter 3. You see a pattern? But he also wanted to equip our youth with specific biblical standpoints. He wanted them to know things like how to share the gospel. He wanted them to learn the process of biblical change, how to put off sin and put on righteousness. And he wanted them to grow in their theology. He wanted to grow in their spiritual disciplines. So he created quizzing categories. So I have my computer so I can show you some of the categories. So the first category is the gospel. Obviously, the intent is to get the youth to understand the content that it would need to share the gospel. Who is God? He is creator and owner of everything. Here are verses that back up that truth. And so the youth would have to memorize not only the category and the verse, so both. Some of the other categories he created for us, the essentials, which we just had a conference on this past February, really highlighting our spiritual disciplines. Christian living, which also includes, you know, as a believer, how should we be living and how to continue to put off sin and put on righteousness. And then the last one is God's resources, understanding who God is and his promises to his children. And then there is one more category, and it's the Bible book themes. So our church has worked together, our elders, to create a theme for each book of the Bible to help us understand why was that Bible written, how does it fall in line with the rest of Scripture. And that's really helpful, because if you're like, I'm struggling with joy, oh, well, you know what? The book of Philippians is about joy. Maybe I should go and read that. So as a youth leader, I get to help and encourage small groups, my small group, to memorize God's word and make it a priority in their own life. We plan times to get together with our groups, maybe over food, over coffee, or just in our designated small group time, to learn and to say verses together, as well as studying the verses and looking at ways that we can apply them to our lives. One of my favorite is actually God's resources, if I go back to that one, because what a privilege it is to say, do you need God's strength this week? Pray over this verse. See how God has shown you that he is going to uphold you with his righteous right hand. So some of the resources that the youth and the leaders use to memorize scripture on their own are things like writing out our verses. We've already heard about note cards and using the first letter. I know Hannah's group, they've made bracelets before with the first letter of the words. So it's on their wrist, like brilliant. I never did that. I want to be in Hannah's group now. When we do whole passage memorization, as Kathy mentioned, I like to listen to it. So I listen to James chapter 2 constantly, trying to get myself to say it along with it. And I put the picture of the app that I use, because you can just select which version that you're utilizing. One of the other apps that we use is Quizlet. So I'm going to switch over to my computer. Now, Quizlet was chosen because, the youth are familiar with it. It is something that school systems use a lot to create flashcards. And so our beloved youth pastor and his ministry assistant have created youth cards for us. And so this is nice because if you have things like the Bible book themes, right, those aren't passages in scripture, so the scripture memory app doesn't help with this. But if you have things like partners, chapter one is on this, and this verse goes with that topic, you can create flashcards like this, the effects of true saving faith. And I can think, ooh, what is that? And then I can click it, and it'll show me. It's James. And as you work on your verses, they also have games. You can take a test. I don't know if you guys want to take a test, but they also have like a matching game, which is really fun until you see some of the youth scores. Then you're going, I'm so slow. But it's so helpful. It's been such a blast utilizing that with them. But one of the things that I absolutely love with memorizing along with the youth is being able to memorize together. Right? We all learn so differently. And as a teacher, I went to school and took many classes to analyze people, see how they learn, and to help them learn better, find new strategies. Because sometimes we'll begin a process and we'll get stuck, and sometimes our initial thought is to quit, right? But if you are working alongside your fellow believers, working to memorize together, hearing them say it, hearing how it came to their mind and they recalled it, it can really be beneficial and a blessing to each one of you. Personally, it has helped me a lot. So one of the things that we memorize, like I said, is the Bible book themes. Now, those go in my brain and then out my brain. Like, scripture stays so much better, but these do not stay. Every year, I'm, like, re-memorizing them. But I love one sweet youth was, like, when I was having trouble with Zephaniah and Zechariah, she goes, Hannah, it's easy. Zephaniah, future global judgment. Zechariah, Israel's comfort and glory. I was like, I will never forget it. And I haven't. Those ones stuck in my brain. But I needed help from somebody else, and they helped me maintain it. A couple other examples that I thought were fun. My co-leader, Miss Mandy is back there, she was having trouble with James 2:3 because there is a the before fine clothes. And in the youth ministry, we were working on being word perfect. The word the makes a difference. And so I was like, okay, Mandy, here we go. It's not the fine clothes. It's the fine clothes. The man is walking in the fine clothes. She didn't forget it. It's great. We need each other. Now, I am not a singer, but for me, songs stick in my head pretty well. So with scripture memory, I like to use cadences. Like, can I just break it up and make it sound like something for my help, right? So that happened with James 2:12. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. That one was a tongue twister until I slowed it down and created my own cadence for it. And then I loved one of my youth. She was like, James 2:23, I just have to remember, four ands. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So we need each other. We need to hear each other say scripture to each other. One of my favorites that we memorized 2 years ago is James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. God is good. God is unchanging. And so sometimes when you find those verses that are dear to your heart, say them with that love, right? So looking at your verse that you have today, right? Psalm 19:10-11. Sometimes when we say it, we can just say it. They are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and keeping them, there is great reward. That's beautiful. But are there any words that stand out to you? Are there words that you can emphasize to help this verse stick in your mind? And then how would you say it to the person at your table? So take a minute, look at that verse, and see what words stand out to you. Maybe highlight those words or circle that word. How would you emphasize the points that are before you? So praise the Lord for his good word. And I pray that that just continues to help make God's word come alive in your heart. Because it is just so wonderful that God's word is more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Praise the Lord. So you're thinking, that's great. The youth are doing that. Wonderful. What does that do with me? How do I take away things from that? Well, one, this fall, we are going to be memorizing James chapter 3 in the youth group. Join us. We will also be memorizing the book themes and one of the other categories that I shared earlier. Now, some of you are youth. I see some of our youth. I love you guys. Some of you are raising youth. Some of you know youth. Some of you know the youth that come into your home and babysit your children. Some of you serve alongside youth in the nursery and other ministries. You now have hundreds of accountability partners throughout this church. Praise the Lord. So feel free, if you would like to memorize James chapter 3 with us, you are welcome to. But also, because the youth have leaders that are making memorization a priority, who are challenging them to set aside time, can you make it a priority in somebody else's life? And can you make your own quiz meets? Can you create a game night for your friends where you come ready to share your verses and maybe have little popcorn games to start out your game night? Wouldn't that be fun? I just want to end my time with just remembering James chapter 1, where we are called to be doers of the word and not merely hearers.
I think we checked a bunch of boxes on the bingo card, don't you? And I have two things more that I want to cover. One is which verses to memorize. But before we get to that, I really feel like I want to ask one more person to come and talk to you. We may end up staying just a few minutes longer so we can fill out our little pink card. But I wanted to see if Sandy Boyer would come and talk about the times that she spends with her partner, with her accountability partner, memorizing scripture.
Hi, it's really great to be here with you today, and I have already learned so much from the two Hannahs. Thank you very much for sharing. And when I was a girl, there was no Awana. There was no one asking me to memorize scripture until Vacation Bible School. And it was for 2 weeks when I was a girl, and we would have a card of about 8 to 10 verses to learn. Like you, Hannah, I was very competitive, and I always wanted to be the first one who knew them and could say them. But after Vacation Bible School was over, I never looked at them again. Through my Christian life, there would be people who would say, you need to memorize scripture, you need to memorize scripture. And I would think, yes, I do. And I would start, and then I would stop. Until, I wish I could remember how many years ago, Diane, you may remember, that a woman I really admired and respected challenged us to meet together to memorize the book of Philippians. And we would meet at Starbucks regularly, a group of women. You would get a partner when you got there and just say what you had learned. There was only one rule. You had to add at least one verse each time you came. But of course, if you were competitive, you tried to do the whole chapter. But that really got me started. I loved it, and I was able to memorize and stay in it more than I ever had before. Well, as people moved away and life circumstances changed, that group kind of disbanded. And I was kind of left in a quandary because I had depended on that accountability so much. So one day, back when Countryside Bible Church fit in this room, and after service one day, I was talking with my friend Leslie Walker and just saying how I really missed the accountability and really needed that. And she agreed that she did too. So we decided that we would meet once a month to memorize. We started out memorizing the same thing, and we would choose a book. We are still meeting every month, and we don't always memorize the same thing. It's really exciting to get to hear what she's memorizing and what she's learned from the scripture, and then I get to share what I have done. I'm really excited to see you young girls here today, because I'm going to tell you the verses I remember the best are the ones I learned when I was younger. Because as we get older, it's not as easy to memorize. So many distracting things are coming into our lives. So I'm excited that you are learning God's word, and just encourage you to keep that up and don't don't let it go by the wayside. When I'm getting ready to meet with Leslie, I use a lot of the things you've already heard today, but I do love the Scripture Memory app on my phone because I don't go anywhere without my phone. It's always there. And it gives me opportunities. I can choose to have the whole verse or a verse with some of the words missing or just a blank screen that I have to remember what, you know, to type in the first letter of the words. So that's a great help to me. And also, at odd times when you're waiting, somebody's told me when you're waiting for the water to boil or any little thing in the house where you're waiting for something, those are good times just to try to say the verses. And the other thing which really helps me and why accountability is so important to me is saying it out loud. It just really locks it in my mind. And so that's a great help for me. If I'm having a lot of trouble with a verse, I'll write it down. Or maybe I will outline the verse. But saying it out loud and knowing that I'm going to meet with Leslie is such a good encouragement to me to keep up with it and to do it. I loved working in Awana, so some of the verses I have are from Awana. And for individual verses, I don't do that with Leslie. We do chapters or books. But for the individual verses, having it on that Scripture Memory app is really great because I can tell it. I want to memorize this. I want to review it every day, every week, every month, whatever. So I'm very excited to know, too, Kathy, from the book, that I don't have to remember every word that I memorized in the past because I can't do it. But I would just like to encourage you to find a like-minded person who would like to memorize Scripture and would hold you accountable and remind you that all of the things that Kathy's taught us today, that it's valuable and we need it. So thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I think that these ladies covered a whole lot of the parts that I wanted to cover. The one thing that we haven't actually addressed a lot is, so what to memorize? I'm going to make a challenge. Our pastor last Sunday started in the first verse of Matthew chapter 5. And I think we could memorize the Sermon on the Mount. And I think he told us how many verses, maybe 111. You know, if you did one verse a week, it would take you 2 years to do the three chapters. He probably won't be done with it by then. I don't know. Okay. Or if you did two verses a week, you would finish by next summer, and then you could choose something else. And it's just an idea. Maybe there are verses that you're going to do with your children. Maybe you're going to memorize James 3 or all of James, because in Titus 2 the ladies are going to study James this coming year. Oh, and I actually have a picture for every verse in James if you need some help, because that's how I remember it. But what I'd like you to do is to take the little pink card that I have right here. It's not a program. You're not going to give this to anybody, but I'd like you to set a goal, because you know what happens? If you aim at nothing, you hit it every time, okay? We want to aim at something. And so I want you to aim at memorizing some verses from Scripture. Maybe you have an idea, after having been here today, what verses you would want to memorize. Maybe you don't. Maybe you'll fill that part in later, okay? We talked about some methods, right? You could go back to that bingo card and circle the ones that really stuck out to you as methods to do it. I think having a plan, like the one that I gave you, or the one that Andrew Davis or Charlotte Mason describe, is probably helpful. One of the apps probably has it, where you could add a verse and it will keep reviewing verses, but having a plan would be good. But like the last two ladies said, the last thing on here is being accountable to somebody. Who will you be accountable to? Maybe They're not going to memorize, but you're going to ask them to listen to your memory work. Or maybe you doing that will urge them to do it the same, okay? Sandy told me she even sometimes lets her granddaughter test her. And her granddaughter makes sure it's word perfect, okay? But having somebody that you're accountable to is really precious and helpful. And so I'd like you to set a goal and then keep this somewhere where you'll see it. You know, put it in your Bible by Matthew chapter 5, or put it next to your phone. Take a picture of it and keep it there in front of your phone, that you have a goal and you're going to work towards memorizing Scripture. I wanted to read just the passage from James that Hannah Marquez alluded to. In James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, it says, "Prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he's looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he was like, what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does." Isn't that the verse we were talking about today that we said at least this many times? I was trying to write down how many times we said it or heard it, okay? Isn't that what this verse, these two verses we were studying today says? Say, well, isn't that what they say? They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, than the drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Help us to make a plan and to keep it. Help us to hide and stow your word in our heart, that you can bring it to our mind and use it in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.